Welcome to the Design Better podcast. This podcast is all about promoting design, usability, and experience in Pakistan.
Welcome to the Design Better podcast. This is Imran Hussain, and I'm here with Dr. Suleiman Shahid here at LAM. So welcome, Suleiman.
Thank you very much, Imran.
And today we're going to be talking about this new VR Innovation Lab at LAMS, which just got inaugurated 2 days ago. And so this is something that's really exciting and really interesting. So, Suleiman, this new Innovation Lab, what is it all about?
So we got a new Facebook Innovation Lab Pakistan. That's an initiative by Facebook in collaboration with Ministry of IT, Ignite, National Incubation Center in Lahore, and I'm working as a faculty lead for the lab. So it all started many months ago when, you know, Facebook showed interest in, you know, opening this lab, five labs all over Pakistan, and they wanted to start with the first city. So we had very interesting meetings, and it turned out, you know, after some meetings, you know, we agreed that the first innovation lab would open in Lahore, and I'll be working closely with Facebook to make that happen, and more importantly, you know, to run it as a faculty lead with a lot of support from NIC Lahore. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea of the lab is that, you know, we want to promote. So Facebook is very interested in supporting local entrepreneurs, and they want to make sure that, you know, Facebook plays a role under, you know, their umbrella to, you know, help people in training, you know, in entrepreneurship, and more importantly, you know, building a local ecosystem.
Yeah, so Facebook actually have innovation labs around the world.
And
so the purpose of these labs is to encourage innovation, entrepreneurship.
Yeah, certainly. And then we had a very interesting opening ceremony where right after the launch, there was a new dot in Pakistan and in Lahore. And I think that was a very emotional
moment.
I saw
that. I was at the launch as well. And that was a good thing for Pakistan.
Certainly, certainly. And I think there are two things which are very important about this lab. You know, the first thing is that, you know, of course, Facebook is spending money on building this infrastructure in this physical space, you know, which can become a happening space. But I think the more important thing for us as academics and intellectuals maybe is that, you know, Facebook is really interesting in knowledge exchange, which means they really want to send their engineers, their designers, their, you know, and other you know, team members to Pakistan to train, you know, people locally or sometimes remotely. So I think this knowledge exchange is even more important than this physical space. So physical space is there, but I think this on the top of it, the real thing is this knowledge exchange. So I'm very excited about it.
Okay, so the physical space was provided by LAMS, obviously, because it's located at LAMS.
Yeah.
And Facebook funded the overall lab, the equipment, and all the facilities that are going to be
everything. Everything. So Innovation Lab is nicely branded. You know, it has three main areas. The first, the entrance, is mainly about the training. So we got excellent equipment, and then we have a seat for about 10-15 people to sit in a very cozy environment to talk about, you know, VR or any other thing, you know, in general. Then in the other side have two different sections. The first section is dedicated to Oculus Rift, and a very interesting machine, and of course the devices. And the second one we call Oculus Go Bar. And then we have some Go devices there. And in this room, you know, of course we would like to sort of play and, you know, work on some new interesting research projects together with people at Facebook. For example, Maheen Sohail, you know, has shown a lot of interest in working very closely with the lab and, you know, to take it forward. And I again think, you know, the most important thing about this launch is that it will be a excellent platform and starting point where we can do some serious, you know, research as well as outreach in general, but more specifically in VR, which is an emerging field and market.
All right. So can you talk a bit more specifically about what kind of activities are going to happen in the lab? So since you have VR equipment, then I assume students can come in, they can, you know, get that experience of using VR, different types of equipment. What else do you have in plan?
So you know, there are certain training guidelines, or maybe you know, certain trainings which Facebook would like to give. That's there. But I think we do have, we've talked about this thing in detail, and we do have very specific plans. So one very important, the first plan is that we would like to have a very specific VR based cohort for the next round in National Incubation Center. So we'd like to encourage startups who are very interested in VR to come and apply at NIC Lahore, so that, you know, we can help them to sort of grow and be a part of the community. I think that's a very specific thing.
So the lab has a direct kind of linkage to encouraging a VR ecosystem.
Absolutely. The startups, VR-based startups. So that's our first focus. And more importantly, something I always complain about, and I think we love to complain about that, a lot of startups in Pakistan are not really science-based, and we don't really see a real innovation. So I think our idea is that how can we be more maybe science-based, maybe more innovative, and how the state-of-the-art training equipment, you know, and mentorship can help in you know, being one of the best in the world, not in Pakistan. I think that's the first part. Second thing, which is I think very important, is that we would like to build community around it. So we're going to have monthly meetups, you know, with this lab. We're going to have training sessions. IGDA, you know, Abbas Khan has shown keen interest, you know, in bringing this game community around this lab, which we're going to work together with him. More importantly, you know, we also want to have impactful VR application. So going beyond games and entertainment, how can we have VR for serious purposes? VR for education, VR for health, VR for training, you know, all these aspects are very important. So, you know, we like to build a community around it.
Yeah. So usually when people hear about VR, the immediate kind of thought that comes in mind is games.
Yeah.
But there are serious applications.
Absolutely.
We talked about this in the last episode with Maheen as well.
Yeah.
So what a coincidence. The last episode was also about VR and the next one was also about VR.
Certainly.
So you mentioned that Facebook was going to provide training.
Yeah.
What kind of training, you know, would you be having in terms of VR?
So one of the things which I've talked quite in detail with Facebook and is that, you know, we would like to have divided our training in three different sections.
Okay.
First of all, one of the things, you know, we are maybe struggling with in Pakistan is quality engineers. You know, so really, and Facebook has one of the best engineering teams maybe in the world. You know, when I talk about Silicon Valley,
and the Oculus platform,
Platform also. You know, So one of the things I genuinely believe, you know, not because Facebook has funded it, but really as an engineer, maybe as a computer scientist, I genuinely believe, you know, the platform which Facebook has built is a massive and a beautiful platform purely from engineering sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no doubt that they got one of the best engineers in the world. So our hope is that these engineers, and especially Pakistanis who are working in Facebook, they're really willing. For example, Adnan Majid was here. Hassan, who was our graduate, Lakhani was here. Mm-hmm. People like them, they are very interested to give back, and I think this thing would work very nicely. So I think how to help our engineers to learn from the best and then be better engineers, I think that's the first important thing under VR. Second thing, you know, a great engineering when transformed into a product would require a great experience, you know. So that's
just going to come to
that. So that's something we're not going to miss.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have trainings also on experience design. How would you design experiences for the products, and especially for VR products? And I think that's where Maheen and her team can help a lot. And of course, local people. I know a little bit about also user experience, so I can also sort of help.
Yeah. So one of the interesting things I kind of see is that here at LUMS, you have now this VR innovation lab.
Yeah.
But you also have the human computer interaction lab as well that you're running yourself. And so I think this provides the ideal mix of environments and kind of educational platforms where students can come in and they can have this kind of holistic educational experience and hopefully be able to create better products and services
certainly.
As a result. Yeah.
Certainly. So going back to your previous point, and then I'll certainly comment on this one. So the first thing is engineering. Second thing is, you know, user experience, and third thing, you know, which is a real basis, entrepreneurship. So we really want, you know, a great product with a very excellent engineering and a great experience is sellable, you know. So a great startup, you know, which has a basis in engineering and an experience design could also be market very well, could also be sell very well. So I think that's where the NIC Lahore is going to take a major role, you know, cohorts coming in, you know, being trained by the people who are expert, and then being trained also that how to sort of take your $1 million idea to the next stage. So these are three components I believe we should focus on as something I'm gonna hopefully we as a team gonna sort of build an ecosystem around. I'm pretty confident that, you know, this will happen. Now coming back to your other point, I think this is just a coincidence, you know, that these things are connecting very well, you know, sort of as a pieces of puzzle coming together and making an ecosystem which is going to help Pakistan and Lahore, you know. And because Facebook is also going to open more labs, I think this will, inshallah, happen in different cities also. And I think Ignite has played a wonderful role in that because they are the real enablers to bring these things here. For example, one of the labs we're sitting in is my usability lab. You know, this lab has all the relevant equipment, for example, from VR, from AR, from eye tracking, from EEG headset, you know, nice observation rooms and cameras and everything else. I think this ecosystem is very important so that we can tell people that how these things sort of work together. A great product without engineering might not work, and a great project which is engineered very well without a good experience is also not going to work. I think certainly, if you can, yeah, you can certainly help people to learn these things, and labs like this are going to sort of support it and help them out. And we are just there to enable it, you know, that's our job.
Yeah. So it's good to see that all the pieces are now coming together.
Yeah.
And hopefully over time, it's going to produce more informed and talented engineers and designers.
Yeah, in very specific domains also. You know?
Yes.
For example, VR or maybe you know, mobile applications or desktop applications. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that what is important, you know, this thing started in Lahore. So for us, there is also a great responsibility on our shoulders. You know, for example, Facebook is certainly interested in a few months. They want to go to maybe Islamabad and then maybe to Karachi and then Quetta. But for me, the most important thing, and for us at Lahore in NIC or at LUMS in Computer Science Department, responsibility is that we do something good in the next few months so that we can show there is a potential so that even they start doing more things even more enthusiastically. Mm-hmm. You know, and another thing I think we take it as a responsibility is that if we can show that this is how it can work, maybe other people can replicate it and improve it, you know. So this is a sort of a, you know, testing site, yeah. You know, we experiment here.
This is the test bed.
Test bed. And then, you know, other people learn from our experiences and do a much better job. And I think that's how we can build this ecosystem in Pakistan, which is not in a university, which is not in a city, but I think it's well connected. I think the whole idea is that we have a strong ecosystem in Pakistan. So somebody who is working in Lahore can also work in Quetta, and somebody who is working in Quetta don't have to come to Lahore because there's nothing in Quetta. Mm. You know, so how would you be more sustainable and maybe, you know, complete in your own city, you know, that you can, you know, stop this useless migration, you know, which we don't need maybe sometimes.
Yeah. So capacity building on a national level is really important.
Absolutely.
I think the lab here is going to set a precedent, that kind of growth and...
Yeah, and I think, you know, there are, so I'd also like to tell other people, you know, if you would like to contribute, be a part of the community, you're all welcome, because although it is being hosted at LUMS, it belongs to, you know, everybody, you know, so the cohort opening would be for the rest of the Pakistan. So if you are, doesn't really matter where you are, if you're interested in VR, in state-of-the-art idea, in innovation, send us your proposal. Come here, sit at NIC Lahore, do a great job, and then we'd try our best to promote you. And the more important thing is that when it comes to community building, this is open for everybody. You know, we're going to have monthly meetups, you know, and in that meetup, you come in and then share your best. You know, for example, yesterday, when we look at the presentations from different gaming companies, it was amazing to see that how cool work is happening. You know, so people are doing some real good stuff. But it's just not being highlighted in the right way, you know. So there, people don't really know what is happening.
So hopefully, the monthly meetups will provide a forum and a platform.
Certainly.
For people to discuss and highlight their work and learn from each other.
Yeah, I'm genuinely very pleased about it. You know, I really think that, of course, a great brand with an excellent local brand, which is LUMS. With I think one of the best performing NICs, National Incubation Center, which I believe Lahore is doing excellent job, and of course with Ignite, it's all have synced very well. I remember, you know, when I left Netherlands, I was just thinking about it last night. When I left Netherlands, in the last 1.5 year, I was a part of the team who was bringing Netherlands' best VR lab to my university. So we got a funding from DAF Foundation of €1 million to build a 360 cave environment in my university. So I remember when I resigned, there was a time that the lab was set up, mm-hmm. and I wanted to start my first project, and I could not start my first project there. And
Because I was leaving,
I had resigned already, and because I had to move
that
back to Pakistan.
That must have been a real blow.
I went to that lab.
Devastating.
I went to the lab and I said, my goodness, I really wanted to stay here and work in the school lab because we have, you know, this is the best you can find in Netherlands. you know, and then when I moved back here, I thought, you know, we'll do something about it, you know, and mm-hmm. I think, you know, it happened, you know, in not my effort, not my role in it, but it just came at the right time, automatically, somehow, from somewhere. So now our responsibility is that we really, you know, cash on it. We really work hard to make, you know, make a good use out of it. Mm. And then, you know, do whatever we can do to build the great VR community, which is going to be a very big market in the future.
So it's all about building a community.
Absolutely.
Capacity building, yeah. Building an ecosystem of VR-based products and services. So that's great. So you just mentioned that there were gaming companies yesterday. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a bit about the activities that have been going on at LUM since in the previous 2 days?
Well, yeah. So
I was at the launch. Certainly. And I have to tell you that I've always been a VR skeptic. I had a different perception about VR. It never really got me excited. But after talking to Maheen and also at the presentation, the launch ceremony,
yeah.
You know, I think this is something that has a lot of potential, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us a bit about what's been going on.
So what we're calling it sort of this, maybe sometimes informally, a Facebook week at LUMS. So we had an excellent launch with one of the best food you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you had a lunch with us at that day.
No, I left.
It was a wonderful, excellent, delicious food. Okay. So we had a launch day, and the next day we had.
So you owe me a lunch now.
Yeah, sure. You know. but that was very expensive. You know. So. Then the second thing was which happened yesterday was we had a full day, you know, event on trainings and workshops by Facebook.
Who were the participants?
So the participants were from all over Lahore. They were game designers. They were, you know, students. They were software engineers who came in for different sessions. So we had mainly two tracks, but maybe three different themes. One was a technology and innovation track. In that track, we talked about hardcore engineering, and we also talked about VR. And there was a very interesting panel, you know, run by Abbas Khan from IGDA on VR in Pakistan. And Maheen did a great job in bringing all these people together with the help of Abbas. So we had people from Quixel, we had people from Tentash, you know, a couple of other startups, you know, and they were talking about the state of the art in Pakistan in VR. Then in the afternoon, we had a session on entrepreneurship and innovation that also went very well. So that ended yesterday. We have a break today, which is not really a break because we are preparing very hard for tomorrow's session.
So what's happening
tomorrow? Tomorrow is the first developers circle conference in Pakistan. So that's the biggest
Facebook
developer circle.
Okay.
And that's the biggest event in Pakistan by Facebook ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest event by Facebook outside their headquarters anywhere in the world.
Oh, really?
So they have not done anything like this ever outside their headquarters. They're experimenting for the first time in Pakistan at LUMS with us.
So points to Pakistan then.
Yeah. So I think, of course, you know, I'm not playing a big role in this. I'm just be a facilitator. Local developer circles from Lahore, you know, Sargodha and maybe Islamabad, Faisalabad, they're pulling everything together. Mm-hmm. We are trying to our best that we have an excellent team and, you know, to facilitate it. You know, so of course, you know, the team who is going to run UX Pakistan is also helping them in running this conference at LUMS, you know, because we know that we have done in the past, we know how to run the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just help them out in doing this thing. The whole idea is that we want to do our best so that this happens again in Pakistan. And I think these engineers should come in, we should need to learn from best practices. And I think tomorrow's event, inshallah, going to be a very interesting one. We are expecting about 350 people in that from all over. So there are special buses coming from different cities,
really?
You know, for this event, for LUMS. So I think then we'll conclude the Facebook week tomorrow. Of course, there's a Facebook dinner tonight also, but there's a lot happening. There's a lot of Facebook today, yesterday, tomorrow. But I think this is good. You know, this is good. You know, if someone is interested in giving back, we need to find every possible opportunity to take that and spread so that the knowledge is shared and transferred. You know, and we learn from each other. You know, that's the whole point. You know, I want to be replaceable. I want that after a certain time, someone else does it so that I then start doing something else.
Fantastic. So it's great you're taking the lead on this, and hopefully you inspire other people to take similar initiatives. And so this is great. Before we kind of sign off, if someone wants to learn more about the lab and if they want to kind of pitch their idea, how can they get in touch and where can they find out more information?
So we're going to make a dedicated webpage for the lab. Other than that, we're going to make a new list, emailing list. So all those who came for the workshops and for the launch or for the event tomorrow, they'll mm-hmm. we'll send an email to them and tell them, look, this is a list we're going to make. And then, of course, we'll spread the word to social media, by Facebook, of course, you know, and into the world. So, and then, you know, NIC Lahore is certainly going to have a specific call for the VR startups. And then, you know, you will know from that.
Right.
So, you know, you'll have there'll be many different channels to reach out. And this is something going to start from May.
Okay, so people who are interested should follow NIC Lahore and Suleiman on Facebook. Okay, Suleiman, it's been really nice learning more about the VR Innovation Lab. I'm just kind of curious, are there similar VR Innovation Labs in other parts of the world?
Yeah, there are Innovation Labs by Facebook in other parts of the world.
VR Innovation Labs.
Yeah, yeah, similar labs. I don't remember exactly, but they were mentioning that there's a 16th one or something like that. But
right.
I don't really know. But of course, you know, the interesting part is that this is the first in Pakistan.
That's all we care about.
That's all we care about. We talk about the first dot. Okay. You know, there's so many dots we need to have on our map, and good ones. You know, so I think, you know, everybody's working. There's so many people working hard for these things. You know, we're just one of those. You know,
okay. So on that note, we're going to end. And since I didn't get the Facebook lunch, I'm going to take this Facebook pen.
Sure. It's all yours.
So thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
I love this.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Design Better Podcast. You can listen to more episodes on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at Design Better for promos, sneak peeks, and updates. Today's podcast was produced by Timbuktu Productions on behalf of Design Better. Design Better is a community initiative to promote user experience and design in Pakistan.
Getting a BVA?